John Redman, R-E-D-M-A-N, Verizon, and he's going to tell us about all their new and exciting products.
Yeah, we're a senior product developer for eFlight. We've got a few out here showing our electric ducted fan arena. We, of course, have our little foam F-16 Park Flyer EDF. Flies very well. Performance is good. Along with that, we have our BAE Hawk, a fiberglass fused balsa built-up wing. Uses our Delta V-15 fan unit. A little more heavily loaded ducted fan, flying like the larger EDFs. Flies quite well, quite quick and fast. Down here, we also have the brand new eFlight Newport 17 250R slow flyer. It's the third in the series, following the Jenny and the SE5. Kind of did it off of Flyboy's paint scheme, did the Newport 17. It flies incredibly well. We've learned trying to work as best we can to get everything as far forward. The servos, the ESC, and the motor, of course, are all under the cowling, as well as the battery. The only thing that's behind the cowling is the little receiver. By doing this, we're able to maintain the center of gravity much better than we could in the others. And the airplane's about, I would say, probably the best flying out of the bunch. Another unique feature of the Newport 17, the real one, of course, had the Lerone rotary engine that spun with a propeller. We molded a dummy rotary engine that snaps onto the Park 250, so whenever the prop's spinning, the dummy rotary motor's spinning as well. Kind of pretty neat there. We also are showing off our brand new eFlight 450 size Park Flyer PT-19. Unique thing about this aircraft, of course, is designed as an RC aircraft, but it can be converted to a control line aircraft to kind of take you back to your old Cox PT-19 days. The difference with this one is you don't have to work too hard to get the motor to run. So inside the kit, of course, it's prefab like most of our ARFs. Things are pre-hinged, control horns are already installed, very quick assembly. And then you build it up for RC. If you'd like to fly a control line, the elevator servo is mounted on a plate with four little 440 bolts. It comes undone, and you bolt in the belt crank system, hook up the elevator push rod, and then you would tape the ailerons and the rudder into a neutral position. And at our timer handle and lines, you can go out and fly control line. And of course, when you're done, peel the tape off, put the elevator servo back in, and you're flying RC. It takes about 10 minutes. If you decide you love it so much, you pick up another one. We include fixed plywood pieces to lock the rudder and the ailerons in place where it could be a dedicated control line airplane as well. So a little bit of versatility there with that, which is really neat. Of course, the Hobby Zone Mini Super Cub, brand new release here just recently. Super airplane to follow on to the bigger Super Cub. It's for those people that are trying to hit a smaller price point. Still flies just as good as the Super Cub. Incredible teach yourself to fly with ACT on board. Under $100, a great, great little airplane.